So I've been working a lot around the theme and the thoughts of intention. For most of my life, I'm very intention focused. I set intentions almost every day, in my yoga practice, trying to consciously think about what I'm doing and who I want to be, and not just thinking it, but embodying it, being it, living it. And sometimes I mess up. Sometimes even when the intention I set is beautiful, maybe I don't think through every single option. And then what comes out, sometimes it can harm people, or it can, quite frankly, blow up in my face sometimes. But the more I thought about intention, the more I kind of felt like it's got to matter, like our intentions, it has to matter. And it comes from that phrase, because I've gotten that phrase a lot lately, of the road to hell is paved on good intentions. And I, sat with it and, tried to like embody it as a truth, and just like didn't feel right. It was just like, ah, come on, what? Good intentions leads us to hell? Like, what kind of world is this if that's where, and so then I was like, I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna find the answer. And so I said this in service prep. I read 5 different blogs because I had to make sure it was accurate. And not just blogs, but articles. And they can't agree on who actually said it, but they do agree on how it's been misinterpreted and misused in our society, and how, in good intentions, essentially what we've interpreted that statement to say is that good intentions don't matter. It's what actually happens that matters. It doesn't matter what you created or set up to get to that point, it's what actually happens. And the more I read, the more I learned was that, what it actually means is that intentions do matter, but it's more than just the intention. You have to take action from that beautiful space that you set that intention in. And that's the opportunity. Create those intentions, stay in that space, and then take action in it. Don't just set a good intention. Sometimes it is beautiful to sit and be in it and all of that, but sometimes it's yours to do. Like, if it's coming and it's coming and it's coming, it's yours to do. Let's be real. So, can you then set that intention and then stay in that place as you move forward? Stay in that place as you take action? Because, it's not always going to be perfect. And if we just wait for the moment that what we're going to, like the action we're going to take, we know is going to be perfect and nobody's going to get hurt and it's going to go exactly the way we planned and it's going to be amazing and everyone's going to be happy, we are not going to do very much, because we can't see that. We can't see, as much as we try, we can't see every single option. And we're going to make mistakes, and that's okay too, to make a mistake if you then do the work to grow from it and to learn from it and take more creative, intelligent action the next time you do something. But we have to try too, right? There's that piece of do that work, think it through, feel it out, make sure it's all connected, and then try. Try something, do something. Change is only going to come because we create it, not because we're always sitting still. So, as much as that stillness is important, there then comes a point to move and to take that action and to create something beautiful. And if we make a mistake, hopefully we're surrounded with people who, we know each other and we love each other and we're here for each other. And so, get your ass off the ground. Let's do it again. Brush yourself off. Let's move forward. And that's something we're really lucky to have here, because we are surrounded with people who believe in us and support us. And, if we make a mistake, we're still in this together. You know, we're all on the same team. There's no enemies here. And that's beautiful to remember that lets go of some of the fear then to step forward and to take action when you know we all got your back. We're all in this together. And, yeah, I'm just really thankful for that and for all of you guys and to do this work together.